One of the big promises from the new federal independent member for the seat of Indi, Cathy McGowan, was to reduce the mobile black spots in the Indi electorate. That's something that might have pricked your ears up, no matter where you live. Cathy McGowan held a meeting with Telstra Regional Management and local Shire CEOs and the Mansfield Telecommunications Advisory Group about mobile black spots in the region yesterday. So what happened and is going to lead to better coverage? Let's find out. Cathy McGowan, good morning.
Hello, Joseph. Hello, everybody.
What were you looking for from Telstra, first of all?
Well, as you outlined, it was an election. One of the major issues during the campaign was doing something about black spots. And the government has allocated $100 million Australia-wide to do this. When I was in Canberra a couple of weeks ago, we spoke to the relevant advisers, and their advice was to form a electorate-wide plan and come to the government with a plan for how the community, how businesses, how local governments would like to see, and what their priorities were for addressing black spots. So that was the point of our meeting yesterday, to bring together representatives and to begin the process of coming up with a clear plan that we can then take to the Commonwealth Government.
Are there any specific black spot areas that you would like to see addressed?
There are a couple of really important ones. In particular, I would say coming out of the Black Fire, the Royal Commission into the fires in 2009. So there are a number, in terms of emergency areas, there are a number of places in our electorate that don't have coverage. And I was really delighted to see that Telstra is absolutely on top of this. At the meeting, they presented us with their map of Indi and showed us the clearly areas where the black spots are, funnily marked in blue, and then the areas of high priority. So there's good planning being done. They're ready to move, and they were very welcoming of a partnership with local government and other community groups to put the plan to the Commonwealth Government of how the funding could be allocated.
I like that. Black spots marked in blue. Did they give you a time when some of this work might be begun and completed?
The first job is for Indi to come up with a plan of its own priorities, so we need to do that work. And one of the big important outcomes of the meeting yesterday was to ground test the Telstra maps with what local government know. So local government is currently doing that. They've got lots of information about where there's coverage and where there's not coverage, and we want to make sure the two maps are aligned. And then we're going to come up with a process for allocating priorities where the most need is. This will all be done within a month. The group will meet again before Christmas, and a couple of representatives will come to Canberra when we're up there in December and begin the lobbying process with government. However, I'm imagining we haven't actually heard from the government when they will call for tenders, but we know that the money will be there, so we're taking a proactive approach to this.
What did local Shire representatives and indeed also the Mansfield Telecommunications Advisory Group want from the meeting?
They want action, and they want coordinated action, and they want to build a very strong partnership with Telstra, but also with community groups. So there was a big discussion in the group that we actually need, the stakeholders need to get together around this. So it's not just local government, it's not just Telstra, it's certainly not just the Commonwealth. It's communities understand where their black spots are, and the communities understand where best to put the towers. So we actually need to make sure that all the ducks are lined up so that when the money does come through, we use it expediently. And there are some communities that are more than willing to take community action to get the towers. That certainly was the case in Stanley recently. The community got together and got organised and got their own tower happening. So people want to be involved in this, and what the conversation was, well, how can we use our community skills and knowledge? How can we use local government community knowledge? How can we work with the Victorian government and also the Commonwealth government to get this happening in the best possible way?
Are you taking feedback from local communities on the black spot issue if they still want to contribute to this ongoing discussion?
Absolutely. I would encourage anybody who's got a particular issue and they think that, but if they, probably not much point telling us if we already know about it, but if they think it's an area that their local government is not aware of, I would encourage them to contact their local government, who will then bring that information to the committee. But I got a sense yesterday that the local government representatives have a pretty good knowledge of what's happening in their own community, so they just needed to test the maps with the Telstra maps to know that we're all talking about the same thing.
Of that money you were talking about, do we know yet, have we quantified how much ideally we want spent in Indi to fix up these black spots?
No, but there was some discussion about that yesterday. It's $100,000 for the whole of Australia, so it doesn't take much analysis to know that there's not a lot. One of the local government people said it's a bit like spreading Vegemite on a poor man's sandwich. So this idea of cooperation and us using all our resources will make sure that we won't be expecting the Commonwealth to solve all our problems, but we will be able to leverage that money to do a lot more than we could if we just acted, you know, individually or small community by small community.
We've got to upgrade to a middle-class sandwich at the very least.
Or maybe peanut butter and not Vegemite.
I'll go with that. All right, Cathy McGowan, thank you very much for giving us the update on that meeting yesterday.
You're welcome, Joseph. Thank you. Good morning, everybody.